Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはトップ10カウントダウンです。You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a top 10 countdown on
Japan Top 10.
Hello everyone and welcome to Japan Top 10's February 2025 countdown. I'm your host, Shana.
And I'm Kusei.
And we're here to bring you the top 10 from February. So I'm actually really excited about the list of songs we have to share today. And I hope February is treating everyone well so far. Kusei, if you've had a chance to go through our song list, are there any songs in particular you're excited for?
Oh, I definitely see some familiar names on here, which is probably not that surprising for a top 10 countdown.
Right.
But still, I see some bands that I really like that I'll share when the time comes.
Yeah, some familiar faces here.
Yeah, for sure.
So before we jump into our songs for the day, we have a quick announcement. So we're currently looking for a new on-air host and audio editor to volunteer and join our podcast. So if you're interested, please take a look at our website at jtop10.jp/join for all the details on how to apply. And if you love Japanese music culture, like Kusei and I do, then this is a phenomenal opportunity for you. That being said, I think we can kind of jump into our song list for today. Kusei, would you like to take it away?
Sure thing. At number 10, we have Sakura Hirere by Southern All Stars.
Number 10. Dore cry, nemureru yoru o koe, yamanai ame ni utare, otonari nattaro. Natsukashi tomo aitsu no hito wa yuki Habataku you ni toki wa nagareta Totsuzen are kara shibaraku wa Umareta kono basho ga kirai ni natta yo
忘れるでしょうか泣くことさえ拒むかせみしくれ恵みた ら希望を与えて今も匂ってきます。ひらりキャベン
That was Sakura Hireru by Southern All Stars. Southern All Stars are a Japanese rock band formed in Kanagawa in 1974.
So the band is composed of Keisuke Kuwata, who's the lead vocalist and guitarist, Yuko Hara, who's the vocalist and keyboardist, Kazuyuki Sekiguchi on the bass, Hiroshi Matsuda on the drums, and Hideyuki Nozawa, who's the percussionist. So in addition to the present lineup, former guitarist Takashi Omori had worked in the band till about 2001.
On June 25th, 1978, their debut single Katteni Sinbad was released from Victor Entertainment. Its title was named after two hit songs in Japan in 1977, Katteni Shiagare by Kenji Sawada and Nagisa no Sinbad by Pink Lady.
Well, I mean, Southern All-Stars, if you know their like naming history, definitely, you know, they're really great at like picking up like really famous songs or bands and putting it together to make something really cool. In fact, I don't fully remember which bands they are, but I think Southern All-Stars as like a name was inspired by two other bands, like a mashup of two other names. But Sakura Hirari, at least to me, is just very classic Southern All-Stars. You can hear the influence from Southern music, and you know, it's just a really good like feel good song.
Yeah, so I'd also seen that fun fact and I looked it up, and apparently they're named after the Fania All Stars and the genre Southern rock combined.
Right,
which is pretty interesting. I see that's like apparent.
Yeah, I mean they find the most interesting things and put them together. But no, I mean, I'm a big fan of Keisuke Kuwata's vocals. I think he has a really like deep voice that, you know, it's nostalgia in a weird way, where you can just hear, like when you listen to his songs, it feels like a montage from a movie. And, you know, just all these really nice scenes are playing and you hear these deep vocals in the back. But yeah, Southern All-Stars is one of my personal favorite bands. And that being said, I think we can head over to our next song, which is Snake by Yorishika. And this is a new addition to our list.
Number 9.
And you just heard Snake by Yorushika. So Yorushika is a Japanese rock duo formed in 2017, represented by Universal Music Japan. The group is composed of N. Buna, a Vocaloid music producer, and Suis, a female vocalist.
The name Yorushika is taken from a lyric in their song The Clouds and the Ghost that goes Yorushika mo nemurezu ni, meaning I can't sleep at night. The eye-designed logo mark is a motif of two moons facing each other and also serves as a clock hand, portraying the time from 6 a.m. to night.
Oh, I like the little comparison, you know, between their logo and their name. Very nice, very on brand with Japanese band naming, Japanese song naming, all of it combined. But Yorushika contributed the song Snake as the second ending theme for the anime Orb on the Movements of the Earth. Is this an anime that you've seen?
No, I haven't seen this particular anime.
I haven't either, so I had to do a little bit of research because I'm not about to not know about an anime. But this is actually a really cool one where it's basically set in a kingdom where religious ideology is really, really heavy. And so the idea that the earth revolves around the sun is one that's considered very taboo, or like people shouldn't talk about because it isn't true. And, you know, they're kind of tortured and burnt at the stake if anyone says or believes that, you know, the earth revolves around the sun. And so this entire story is about this group of people who research to prove that this is true, all while fighting against this religion. So it's really nice. It's very intense. And, you know, this song, I think, really seems to match the theme of the anime. And I don't think, like, off the top of my head, I've heard of anything by Yorushika before. So this is a very nice new addition to my playlist here.
Interesting, because Yorushika is one of my favorite bands, actually. They have...
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have quite a few amazing songs.
Wow. So I should clearly get the real download from you about Yorushika.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There are a lot of Yorushika songs that I could recommend. A very recent one that came out last year was Sunny. Their song Sunny that I think also was featured in the charts.
Ah, well, I guess I'm a little late to the Yorushika train, guys. But I am there now. I understand. And, you know, I think there's something just about Vocaloid that's really given us some of the nicest songs and nicest music. I feel like if it's by like a Vocaloid producer or from a group that's come up from Vocaloid, like it's never a miss. always just really great songs. So I'm like, Yorishika has not changed that trend for me here as well.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So this is going to be a band that's on my radar now.
They are a great band. Speaking of great artists, at number 8, we have Run Sakamoto Run by Wandy.
Number 8.
That was Run Sakamoto Run by Wandy. Wandy is a Japanese musician who started his career in 2019 by independently uploading online before breaking out late in the year with the song Tokyo Flash.
Following this success, he was selected as one of Spotify's Early Noise 2020 artists and was named a Space Shower Retsuden New Force artist for 2020.
Run Sakamoto Run is used as the opening song for the anime Sakamoto Days.
Okay. While I love Wandy, no doubt, Wandy is one of my favorite artists, I am unfortunately going to have to take a small sidetrack to fan over Sakamoto Days as an anime. It is hilarious. It is like the perfect mix of slice of life and action and comedy. Oh my, it is. I cannot recommend this anime enough if you haven't seen it. Sakamoto Days talks about this retired hitman, Taro Sakamoto, who's kind of, you know, he's gotten married and, you know, kind of left that hitman life behind. But the hitman life does not leave you even if you leave it. So, you know, he's constantly fighting against old enemies. And it's this, it's just so wholesome and funny. And it's a great, like, watch consistently. I'm a big fan. I fully recommend it to anyone who is listening. And the fact that, you know, Vondi is also involved is just double whammy for me, because I am a big fan of Vondi. Great artist. And this song just hits the nail on the head with the anime and the lyrics, all of it combined. You know, it's one of those songs that talks about the past will stay forever with you, but you continue looking to the future. And it's just, it's beautiful all over. I'm fangirling hard.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Although I haven't seen the entire anime, I've seen a couple episodes and it's definitely amazing. I definitely agree with everything that you just said about the anime. I'd recommend anyone to go and watch Sakamoto Days. I sure will once I have the time.
Please do. It's worth the watch. It is really fun. And I mean, Run Sakamoto Run is a very fun opening theme as well. Vondi never disappoints. And, you know, I think Vondi has this really classic feel to him, to his music, which is like, I don't know, his voice is really distinct. I don't know how to explain it better. So his music is just all very, you know, it's soothing.
Oh, no, I definitely get that. His voice definitely is one of the things that stands out in his music, for sure.
Yeah, 100%. And I mean, if we're going to talk about songs to fangirl over, this is one of my personal favorite songs from a really great band. And you're going to be listening to Bitter Vacation by Mrs. Greenapple. And it's fallen about 6 places on our chart.
Number 7.
And you just heard Bitter Vacation by Mrs. Greenapple. So Bitter Vacation is Mrs. Greenapple's 14th digital single. It was announced that the song would be used as the theme for the live-action film Saint Young Men, the movie, Holy Men vs. Devil's Army. And, you know, it's just beautiful.
The song was officially released ahead of the movie's December 20th release date on November 29th.
And Omori, Mrs. Greenapple's soloist, guitarist, and primary composer, like, he was an avid reader of the Saint Young Men manga since he was in junior high, and said that he felt as though working on the song was fate.
He also said that he believes there are things we can learn from the healing daily lives of Jesus and Buddha, and that even though we work hard, it's good to have a moment of relief to let go of the tension on our shoulders. He wanted to make a song about that most important type of silliness.
And I think that he did. Now, honestly, I feel like this is one of those songs where, you know, added bonus is listening to the song along with the music video, because the music video is just so much fun. It's so chaotic. And Saint Young Men, such a good, you know, anime and manga series. It talks about Jesus and Buddha being roommates in modern day, like, Tokyo. I think it's Tokyo. I'm like 99% sure. And they go on all these trips together, and it's beautiful. It's silly. It's so wholesome. And, you know, this song that just talks about taking a break from the chaos of life is the perfect kind of theme song or backdrop for that vibe. I'm a really, really big fan of both this song and Saint Young Men. We also like that Omori is very dedicated, and he's like, you know, it all came full circle for him working on Saint Young Men. But I really love this music video too. I'm a big fan of chaos, so this music video was very much up my alley.
Yeah, I was going through the comment section of the music video, and I see a lot of Japanese people talk about how the lyrics, "It's okay to take a break," really resonated with them, and that they really felt validated and seen in a way, because especially working adults can sometimes really get overwhelmed with all the stuff that's been happening around them, with all of their responsibilities. And this song, like you said, like has been iterated many times, really reinforces the idea that it is just okay to take a break sometimes, and that we can embrace like the silliness of life and, you know, just start to enjoy it a little. I do think that it's a beautiful message.
Yeah, it's really great. And this is also a great time for all our listeners. Please take a break. Please enjoy the small silliness of life. And, you know, listen to Bitter Vacation by Mrs. Greenapple, because, you know, the best way to take a break is listening to good music.
And before we get to our next song, we have an announcement to make. Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. At number 6, we have New Look by Misamo.
Number 6.
Fashion. 気になるカバーガール, you're all right, yeah. 短い髪はトンボイって言われてるけど、
だけど I wanna get a new look,
a new look.
このキャラに似合ったファッション、気になるカバーガール You own up, yeah. How do I look? Baby, baby, tell me. 島場の中のトゥイギーのミニスカート真似して、短い髪はトンボイって言われてるけど、
だけど I wanna get a new look.
You just listened to New Look by Misamo. Misamo is a subunit of the K-pop group TWICE, made up of their three Japanese members, Mina, Momo, and Sana, and debuted in 2023.
So Misamo, which is Mina, Sana, Momo, the little mix abbreviation of their names, which is, I think, extremely fun. So this song, New Look, is actually a cover of a song by Nami Amuro.You know, one of the best-selling artists in Japan, a real icon in the Japanese music scene. And the original song was released on an extended play titled 60s, 70s, 80s in 2008.
This is Misamo's first release since their debut EP Masterpiece. It was released on October 9th as part of the lead-up to their second album, Haute Couture, which was released on November 6th.
So the day before the song was released, the music video debuted on YouTube. And, you know, the video celebrates fashion from the 60s and is inspired by English fashion model Twiggy, who was a prominent figure in the fashion world during that time. And there are references to Twiggy in the song as well. I think we've covered the song a couple of times on this podcast as well. And again, I really enjoy the song. It just carries this entire confident energy to it. And it's one of those like pick-me-up songs that you just listen to and you're like, yes, I'm about to reinvent myself. And it's beautiful in that way, right? It's really a great listen. And I'm so glad to see that, you know, the popularity of East Asian music or like K-pop and J-pop and like the mix of the two worlds, there's also kind of...coming up too. It's a really great song overall. I am biased though because while I really love the song and it's a nice little fresh take on Nami Amuro's song, Nami Amuro's original New Look has a special place in my heart too. You know, I think I have... It's Nami Amuro. I mean, what can you do, right? But I love both versions equally.
Right. I definitely remember talking about this song on our last countdown as well.It is a song that's been popular for...
Yeah, it has a very solid fan base.
Yeah, I definitely agree with the sentiment that it's... I mean, it's very fun. And I can definitely see why it's garnered such a fan base.
100%. I mean, apart from the fact that, you know, it's from Nami Amuro fame, Misamo has really stood their ground and they've built a really solid fan base with really great songs as well, so...We're really glad to see it all come together here. And now before we kind of jump into our next song, we have another announcement. So are you an indie Japanese music artist? Because if you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at nola@jtop10.jp. That's N-O-L-A, nola@jtop10.jp.along with the song that you'd like us to feature on the podcast. And who knows, maybe Kuze and I will be talking about your songs soon.
Yep.
And with that, we head over to our next song, which is another song that has been on our list for some time, for good reason, because, you know, this song is just it is the song of the season, I think, honestly. Or this is the band of the season for sure. And this is Otonoke by Creepy Nuts. And it's dropped two places on our chart.
Number 5.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
And you just heard Otonoke by Creepy Nuts. So Creepy Nuts is a Japanese hip-hop duo consisting of DJ Matsunaga and R. Shite, and they made their major label debut in 2017.
The duo announced on their final show of their 2024 one-man tour that they would perform at Tokyo Dome on February 11th, 2025, marking their first Dome performance.
So I guess, you know, if you happen to be in Tokyo and you were able to snag tickets for the Creepy Nuts performance, very excited, very jealous. I would have loved to see that because Creepy Nuts, truly one of the coolest bands out there. But, you know, they have made several appearances in anime, including their hit song Bling Bang Bang Born from Mashle Season 2. So, you know, they're not new to the anime music scene here.
Otonoke serves as the opening team for the hit show Dan Da Dan. And I must say, I've been hearing this song on Instagram, on TikTok, everywhere on the internet, all the time. And I definitely can't blame people for liking it. Creepy Nuts is one of my favorite bands of all time, for sure. I start listening to them with Yofukashi no Uta, And then that was used for the anime of the same name. And I believe the author of the manga was inspired from Creepy Nuts and their song while coming up with the title too. So there's a fun fact.
Well, I mean, I agree. Honestly, Creepy Nuts has had a bit of a chokehold on the J-pop scene for a while now. I mean, their songs are so catchy. And Dan Da Dan is also an anime that has my heart. I think it is the best of... It is definitely one of the nicest animes, funniest animes to come out in so long. I think it's just filled, you know, this little space in my heart for sure. And I can't think of a better band to make a theme song for this wild and wacky show than Creepy Nuts. I don't know how they do it, but their songs always have this catchy melody that's stuck in your head. Like if someone says Bling Bang Bang Bon, I can hear the music playing like automatically. And I guess, I mean, like you said, Kuze, in part because of its popularity online, but I think it's just catchy in and of itself.
Definitely. And like you said, Dan Da Dan is an amazing anime, an amazing manga. And if you haven't seen it, definitely do go for it.
Yes, please do. You're having two like very solid opinions here. It is worth the watch. It's so much fun.
For sure. And if you're looking for more Creepy Nuts songs to listen to, I already mentioned Yofuka Shinota, which is more hip-hop. If you're looking for a more relaxed song with the Creepy Nuts vibe, definitely go check out Nobishiro. It's one of my favorite songs. It's definitely in my daily music rotation.
So we're getting some really solid Creepy Nuts recommendations here. Need to go, listen to all those songs. And again, Creepy Nuts, just a really great band. I think it's a really great entryway into the J-pop scene. One, because of how popular and catchy it is. And two, because it's really upbeat. So I feel like a lot of people tend to enjoy their music. I haven't really met too many people who've not been a fan of Creepy Nuts. So it's a really great entryway into the J-pop scene too, which I love.
Our next song is Plasma by Kenshi Yonezu.
Number 4.
Maybe
You just listened to Plasma by Kenshi Onizu. Kenshi Onizu is a Japanese singer. He started by releasing vocaloid music under the stage name Hachi in 2009. In 2012, he debuted under his real name, releasing music with his own voice.
So Yonezu actually writes and composes all of his own music. And in his vocaloid songs and his independent album Diorama, he arranged, mixed and performed basically all the instruments by himself. So we're looking at a real powerhouse of a musician here when you talk about Kenshi Yonezu.
Plasma is a theme song for the latest installment in the iconic Gundam franchise, Mobile Suit Gundam GQX Beginning. I am not sure if I pronounced that correctly. That's G, Q, a bunch of U's, and an X.
But no, Kenshi Yonezu always hits it out of the park. He's a real, you know, powerhouse in the J-pop industry for sure. I think he's really made a name for himself, and this song, like, adds to it. It has that very classic, you know, chaotic feel of Kenshi Yonezu's music, which I'm a really big fan of. I mean, I think he has a lot of range. I mean, you have songs like Plasma and Kickback, and then you also have songs like Lemon. And I really enjoy that, like, range.
Oh yeah, for sure. Kenshi Yonezu, definitely, I agree with you. Amazing range. And, like, I have a lot of songs of his in my playlist, and they all have, like, a different vibe. It's really interesting. I love Kickback, Lemon, Flamingo, Sayonara Mata Itsuka.
Are you just going through your playlist now looking for, like, Kenshi Yonezu songs?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just as an example, I have so many Kenshi Yonezu songs in my playlist.
Exactly. I mean, like I said, Kenshi Yonezu's really made a name for himself in the Japanese music industry with just really great songs. Again, going back to my theory of Vocaloid music producers just never missing, Kenshi Yonezu is definitely a testament to that. Glad to see that, you know, we're getting the Vocaloid representation, but yes, Kenshi Yonezu. And he's consistently put out really great music, so, and this is just an addition to that list. By the way, the music video for this is also very fun to watch, very chaotic. So, you know, I always push to watch, listen to the songs along with the music video. So this is definitely one of those songs too.
Yep, speaking of Vocaloids, I must agree with you. I have mad respect for any Vocaloid artist. Yeah, speaking of Vocaloids, have you seen that Hatsune Miku came to Fortnite?
I did. Oh my god. The I feel like there are mixed opinions on it for sure.
Oh yeah.
But it's really interesting to see.
Yeah, for sure.
Vocaloid it's a whole powerhouse in and of itself. If we're going to talk about some good music, we can move on to our next song, which is Contrast by Tomu.
Number 3.
ほてた王様すよな夕方の風は優しい並んで君と歩いた今日が一生ものになる何の気なしに優しいってちゃんと分かってるのに小さな兆し伸びた背筋は今日も
And you just listened to Contrast by Tomu, and this is a new song on our charts. So Tomu is a 29-year-old Japanese singer and songwriter, and she's been active since about 2014 and made her major debut in 2022.
Tomu started playing piano at the age of 6. Later, she became interested in composing music after playing around with improvising melodies to lyrics of songs she had never heard before. Tomu started writing original songs when she entered junior high school.
And Contrast, the song you just listened to, serves as the second ending song for the anime Blue Box. Now, I don't know if you've seen Blue Box, but this is one of the cutest little romance slash sports anime out there. And this song really captures the vibe of, you know, first love and the fear and the worries. And it's a very beautiful song. Tomu has really, you know, stood her ground here. And I think it just matches the vibe of the anime as well. One thing I really like, though, I will say, just going back to the anime, Blue Box is that perfect mix of sports and romance. So it has a wide, like, audience appeal here. Very cute, very wholesome, very much worth the watch. And this song is just a beautiful kind of way to end it, because it talks about, like, that the love and the fear, and it's just so cute. Little small, has a little squeezing of your heart when you listen to it. It's beautiful.
Right, and once you, like, have the context and watch the anime and can relate the song to one of the characters' feelings, you feel that kind of hurt, you know?
Yeah, 100%. It's beautiful. A very beautiful song, I have to say. And I mean, Tomu's vocals also here, brilliant, right? Like,
for sure.
Such a solid musician. I love her voice. It has this almost deep kind of sound to it, which is, like, beautiful to listen to.
Right.
Very soothing.
Before we get to our next song, we have another announcement to make. Want to hear some extra song in this episode? Join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon platinum donor to get some extra songs on this episode. See full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club. At number 2, we have a new addition to our list, Cinema by Aiko.
Number 2.
Yeah.
That was Cinema by Aiko. Aiko Yanai, known mononymously as Aiko, is a Japanese singer and songwriter. She is most famous for her hit songs Ashita Kabutomushi, Hanabi Sakura no Toki, Boyfriend, and Kira Kira.
So in April 1996, Aiko became a radio host of FM Osaka after graduating from college, and she released a CD, which she produced independently with her friends from college in August.
In July 1998, Aiko debuted on a major label with her first single, Ashita, which was used as a theme song for the movie Toire no Hanako-san.
And Cinema, the song you just listened to, is a digital single by Aiko, which was released on January 17th, 2025. And is featured as the theme song for the drama Ensemble on Nippon TV. So actually, Cinema has a really little fun like backstory to the title, because Aiko was talking about it in an interview, right? And, you know, she's talking about how she didn't have a title when she wrote the song, but, you know, it just came up during the recording stage. And she said, I'm just going to like quote her from the interview, "Life is like a movie, and what may seem trivial to others is a big deal to me. And I was finally able to feel that it was through the accumulation of these experiences that I became an adult. So the word cinema is an acronym for persistently, perseveringly, and fulfillingly, which expresses the desire to live a life facing oneself with care." And so then you see that the word cinema has kind of two meanings here with, you know, what Aiko is talking about. And I think that's such a beautiful sentiment.
Yeah, that really is a beautiful message.
100% is. And if we have any J-drama watchers, Ensemble is probably not, it's not a name that you're unfamiliar with. It's an upcoming drama, and it's about this female lawyer who falls in love with another like rookie lawyer, with both having very differing standpoints and views on life. And it's just how they figure out, navigate work and love together. And it's all very cute and wholesome. Now, I'm a big Aiko fan. I think she has some really great songs. Hanabi and Kira Kira are some of my favorites. And this song just has that classic Aiko feel to it. So I can't complain at all.
I think I've only heard one Aiko song before that. And I agree with you. I definitely see that Aiko has like a signature feel to her songs. And I love the guitar on this, the melody overall, and the chorus. It's all pretty amazing, honestly.
It's very beautiful. It's just lovely to listen to as like a whole. And with that, I think we can jump to the last song on our list. And I'm so glad we're ending on this, because this band, I think I talk about them a lot, but they're one of the first bands I've ever listened to, and they never miss. And we're talking about Official Higedandism with their song 50%.
Number one.
ないように誰かに怒れるように生きてみようだなんて奮い立つのはいいけどストレスがあっても耐え抜くことこそが美学だなんて言うならここで一息つこう競争の義務はないリングもコースもない だからこそ手にする幸せもあるんだろう 50%で生きたいのに目は 100 じゃなきゃダメなんて、oh、 いつ恐 たスローライフ滑り込んだ休日に誰かの輝いてる姿に勝手に焦り悔やみ現状に苛立ち眠るのもまさになる
瞬間逆転覚醒見ろ
立ち止まってる場合じゃないと思い越しを動かし身の丈に合わない速度のトレッドミルに乗っかり転び風邪引き自己管理もできない自分に何を成し遂げられるというのだろうなんて言わないあまり甘ないよ
And you just heard 50% by Official Higedandism, commonly abbreviated to Higedan. And they're a four-member pop group from Japan. So back in November, during their 2024 tour, it was announced that Higedan would be performing the theme song for the live-action film For Cells at Work.
The song 50% is Higedan's 13th digital single, and it was released digitally on December 13th, the same day that the Cells at Work movie began playing in theaters.
So the song reached number one on the Oricon Singles Chart and on the Billboard Japan Download Chart.
The song expresses their desire to live a life where they only have to use 50% of their strength to take care of themselves, and they can say using 100% for moments that are important to them when they really want to have fun.
That's such a cute sentiment. I love that. I like when songs have these little like messages to them where, you know, just pushing you and motivating you and talking about things that are important. It's very cute, very wholesome. And this song is so like nice to listen to. That being said, the Cells at Work, the manga and anime, I haven't watched the movie yet, but the manga and anime are very cute and wholesome. It's about like this red blood cell and white blood cell, and you know how they transport like the functions of the body and the cells just doing their work and running into all these ridiculous problems. It's It's beautiful. It's quintessential Japanese anime, you know, right there. And it's a beautiful watch.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I do remember seeing the anime a few years ago when it first came out. To hear that there's an anime movie now is very cool, actually.
It is, it is.
Because, like you said, it is a good anime.
It's very fun. Like, I think we have a lot of great recommendations from our list today, from animes to music and artists. A really great list that's, you know, combined everything. But, you know, while we're done with the list, we do have some extra songs.
That being said, let's move on to our indie spotlight. Binetsu by Meitei Shikku. That was Binetsu by Meitei Shikku. Meitei Shikku, which roughly means intoxicated and sick in English, is a duo that formed in April 2024 with vocalist Neochi Daijin, which is a combination of the words nod off and minister, and composer Nomoto-kun.
So Binetsu, staying in line with, you know, the vibe of Meitei Shikku, means slight fever and was released on January 25th, 2025. So it's the duo's fourth single and first of the new year.
Meitei Shiku enjoys combining modern Japanese-style melodies with sweet and feminine vocals with biting lyrics.
And I can hear that. You can hear that in their music for sure. This was actually a really interesting song to listen to because you can hear that almost traditional style Japanese melody in the back. And it was a very interesting mix of it all. I really enjoyed it.
Right, definitely. I agree. It's quite nice. Yeah, like you said, you can definitely hear that classic feeling, but it's an interesting experience. Yeah,
It is. That's why I like the indie spotlights. I feel like we find these artists with really interesting sounds and, you know, just give us this new vibe and take on Japanese music. But yeah, I guess that brings us to the end of the episode. Wow. I mean, honestly, like a really great lineup. I've enjoyed each and every one of these songs. From familiar faces to new artists, I think this February has covered some of the best music for the month.
Same here. Amazing, amazing countdown. I'm so glad to see all these familiar faces. And I hope that this episode also introduced some new bands and new songs to our listeners. And do check out our anime and song recommendations, guys. You like them?
Please do, yes. I think we've really plugged in a lot of animes and songs here, but all for good reason. I think definitely worth the watch.
For sure. Although our episode has come to an end, fret not, for we have another episode coming right up. Love Playing Zelda? Then your hosts Andy and Brinton will showcase some of the best Zelda tracks ever featured in the game series. Our latest special episode will be released 2 weeks from now.
And till then, I guess that's the end for Kuze and I, and we will catch you in another episode.
See you later.
Bye. Japan Top 10.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.